My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I want winners.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Nick joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Well, the Bears are in London, and Jacksonville apparently is just heading there now.
Well, they're going to be there for 2 weeks. They're the London Jaguars, so they'll play this week, and then they play next week also. Do I make my mea culpa now, or is it like after the Bears win this game against Jacksonville, where I have to say I was way wrong on the Bears this season? I'm close to having to do that. So I acknowledge right now, 5 weeks into the season, the defense looks good. I never thought Caleb was bad, but Caleb's obviously good. DeAndre Swift's getting going. I think Adunze is going to get going at some point soon here. With that being said, this week I'll take the Jaguars plus the 2 points. And maybe I'm just going to go broke as a result of this, and Bears fans should root for me to keep betting against their team, because I'm the idiot here and I keep losing money betting against them. But I look at this matchup, right, and I think the Bears are going to have trouble with teams that have good defensive lines that can stop the run and have good pass rush, right? And Carolina obviously couldn't do that last week. It'll be a different story this week with Josh Hines Allen and the Jaguars pass rush. And Trevor Lawrence found something last week, his best game of the season. It's not one of my favorite bets of the week, but I'll take the Jaguars plus the 2 points against the Bears. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong again, and I'll keep losing money on this. And Bears fans, you can revel in my misery.
You'll have to stop calling him ever lose.
Well, Eber Win, I guess, would have to be. I still think he stinks.
All right.
And Shane Waldron stinks also.
You're entitled to that. How about tonight? What are you expecting tonight in terms of the Thursday night football action?
So Niners are a 3.5-point favorite at Seattle. The total in the game is 49.5. Seattle is dealing with a host of injuries along its defense, with critical players set to miss this game. We have seen the total guys get bet up almost now to 50 at 49.5. I actually want to go the other way here, and I want to play the under, and I'm going to tell you why. And we saw this last week with San Francisco against Arizona. We've seen it all. The Niners are under 500 right now. They can't score touchdowns in the red zone. They are 30th in the NFL right now in red zone percentage. Like, they're great in between the 20s, and then the offense stagnates once they get, like, into the green area. So we have that going for us. And then we have Seattle's offensive line is not good. I'm a Giants fan. Watched the game last week. Like, Geno Smith was bulldozed by the Giants pass rush. Now here's Nick Bosa. So bit of a contrarian play by me, guys. I'll actually play the under in tonight's game with the Seahawks and the Niners.
What about a prop, O King of Props?
Oh, so this is a good. I think we got a good one tonight. So DK Metcalf for Seattle. His receiving yards prop tonight is 63.5. I think that Seattle is not going to have a lot of success running the football in this game with Kenneth Walker. San Francisco's top cornerback, and like him and Metcalf always like go one-on-one with each other in these games. Charvarius Ward is listed as questionable. We don't know if he's going to play. If he does, he's not 100%. I love this DK Metcalf tonight. DK over 63.5 receiving yards.
All right, Nick, can anybody beat the Mets?
I don't think so, actually. And you know, I think I said this with you guys last week. I've been betting them since they beat the Braves in the first of the doubleheader last Monday with the Francisco Lindor homer. So I had them in the series against the Phillies. So how about this? I'm going to take like 30 seconds here, and I'm going to lay out exactly what, like, if you want to bet the baseball playoffs, here's what you want to happen. And I'm a Yankee fan about to say this. So I think the Yankees are the most likely team to win the American League, mostly because the AL stinks. Like, I'm a Yankees fan. I don't think the Yankees Yankees will win the World Series. So Dodgers and Padres game 5 coming up tomorrow in Los Angeles. Here's what we want to happen, like to make great bets. We want the Dodgers to beat the Padres tomorrow night. And then we bet the Mets to beat the Dodgers. That is not that the bet will win. It is as easy a bet to make as there can ever be. The Dodgers starting pitching is terrible. Like Mets over Dodgers, easy bet. And then honestly, like whichever team in the NL wins that series, you bet against the Yankees in the World Series. Like I'm telling, the Yankees cannot win the World Series, not with that manager. The starting pitching's terrible. We can't trust Garrett Cole, the number one starter. So Yankees win the I'm giving you the answers to the test. These are the answers to the test.
This is therapy. Yankees
make the World Series. I'm a Yankee fan. They make the World Series. You bet against them. And again, you root for the Dodgers tomorrow night, even if you hate them in Chicago. You root for the Dodgers, and then you bet the Mets in the NLCS, and then the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series, and I want to kill myself as a result.
Wow.
That is great stuff, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats. Winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Go Yankees.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Even if that happens, we still have an all-New York World Series.
I thought it was an innocent question about the Mets.
Oh, boy, you asked the wrong question. You asked the wrong guy the wrong question.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.